certain.
Thank you. Thank you. This week was a political earthquake when it came to the Supreme Court. Now, the American people deserve to hear and understand where every member of the United States Senate is on this issue. Women are not second-class citizens, and we are not criminals. We want to understand whether our colleagues agree with that statement or not. We know that as employers, I was an employer in the private sector, and guess what? Anybody who you wanted to attract to come work for you wanted to know what your health plan was, and their spouse wanted to know what your health plan was. They wanted to know whether you covered IVF. Are now we going to say that those are the kinds of things that aren't going to get covered in the future? What are we going to do as employers here in the United States Senate? What are we going to do about federal agencies? Do you think people are going to want to go and work in NASA in Florida or Texas if that state precludes a woman's right to choose? Are we going to have extra money in the budget so people can travel to a state so they can get their health care rights? Or are we going to have a brain drain because people aren't going to want to work for federal agencies located in a state that doesn't protect a woman's right to choose? This is ludicrous. Americans need to call their member of the United States Senate starting now. You need to call and ask people to stand up for a woman's right to her reproductive health care choices and to protect privacy in the Constitution of America. These privacy rights denied in this case could be denied in other cases. It is time for every member of the United States Senate to be accounted on this issue. Call now. Ask your member of the United States Senate to stand up and be counted for on our privacy rights.
Thank you.